Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Words, Shir number 44. Some people feel that they have a right to say whatever they wish, and that it's up to those who have to hear them to work on themselves not to be hurt by what they hear. In other words, what they're going to say is, it's not what I'm saying to you that's causing you pain. Rather, it's the way you are taking it. It's your own attitude that's causing you the suffering. Change your attitude and you won't have any problems. Since it's your fault, I don't need to be careful with what I have to say to you. A lot of people do that. They rationalize that, too bad that you have thin skin. You have a chiv to develop a tougher skin. I have a right to tell you what I feel, what you're doing is wrong, or whatever the case I'm doing it, in the way I decide to tell you it. And it's not my fault that it's causing it. It's your job not to feel it. It's your job to have emunah and betachon. It's your job to recognize, you know, not to let it hurt you so much. I'm not mechayev to do that. I'm just telling you the way it is. And the truth is, it is true. A person's subjective evaluation of a statement is what causes them emotional pain. That's why the advice is, if someone insults you, you should train yourself that it should not hurt you, recognizing it's their issue, and just pick out what needs to be corrected and not get hurt. But even if that's true, meaning the recipient of the comment needs to work on themselves that it shouldn't hurt them, but that doesn't give anyone the right to insult others and then claim, oh, you have to develop the coping skills. In other words, let's say an employer. An employer could be firm because he's paying his employees. They are supposed to be working. They are supposed to be doing a particular job, a task. That's why you're paying them a salary. Are you paying their health insurance very often? It's a responsibility. An employer does have a right to, you know, demand a certain type of quality of work from their employee. 100%. There's no question about it. But when an employer starts rationalizing that they could be scary, they could be intimidating, they could be domineering and speak rough and say, well, you know, develop tougher skin, you know, sink or swim, you know, it's your issue, you know. And if the person, the employee who got hurt by this, would speak to a rav or someone, they would give the employee advice, you know, yes, you need to learn how to not to filter it out, to learn not to feel that pain, and to just learn from it, and so on. But that doesn't give the employer the right to talk that way. So if a person does feel pain, even though theoretically he might be able to, he may be able to come oblivious to the negative comments of others, it's still usher to say anything that will cause that pain. The case of, let's say, Shimi ben Gera, when he cursed David HaMelech and yelled at him, and David swallowed it, and he said, Hashem told him to curse me. So he did the right thing, David, and he didn't feel the tsar because he realized it was coming from Hashem. But on Shimi's end, he had no business cursing out David HaMelech. Same thing here. Don't say that because the recipient of the abuse needs to handle that better, does not give the abuser the right to abuse. So you deal with the actual reaction of any given individual. Let's say even if they're prone to overreacting, that's not an excuse. Don't rationalize your own callousness, your own cruelty, or your own thoughtlessness by blaming others for being victims. Now you're being rough with somebody, and you're saying that the other person that you're being rough with, they have the victim mentality. They have the softer skin. They have an issue because they need to own up and just be tougher. This is similar to someone who physically harms another person, breaks their bones, and then says, oh, it's not my fault his bones are broken. He should have taken a course in self-defense and would have prevented me from harming him. He should have taken karate. He should have learned wrestling, and then he would have been protected from me. So he didn't do that, and I smashed his nose? His problem. Of course we don't say that. Anyone can easily see that the perpetrator of a crime is just grasping at straws by absolving himself, by saying, oh, the victim should have been stronger. He is still guilty of wronging that other person. With verbal pain, oinos dvarim, it's the same thing. If someone will feel pain because of what you say or has a chashash of it, you have an obligation to avoid saying it. You don't say, don't be a lifnei iver to help another person fix their midas. Don't say that because, you know, I'm going to give you oilam haba, so I'm going to embarrass you and yell at you. Malbim pnei chaveri, right? So ain't like chelik loilam haba on the one who says it, but don't worry about me. I'm going to be malbim. I'm going to embarrass you. You're going straight to Gan Eden because of me. You know, you could ask brachas from other people. You know, Chaim said this, when someone embarrassed somebody, you could embarrass somebody, you know, you, as soon as I yell at you in a tirade, you go and you give brachas to people, be mekuyim, and put you on a high level. Don't be lifnei iver to help someone else fix their midos. That's not your issue. You have a chiyuv to be menschlich, to recognize and to rationalize. And if you recognize someone is more sensitive, you speak more sensitively. You assume that they're sensitive before you know otherwise. And even if you know that they're less so, you're still careful how you talk to them. There are times you need to be firm in life. That is true. There are times where you need to talk in a more firm way. Not to be stepped over. Or an employer sometimes needs to tell that employee, you know, you're slacking off, or you're coming late, or there's an issue. You have an employer has a right to do that. Vice versa with their rights. I'm just giving an example. They have a right to do that, you know, within reason. And they have a right to point out if they made an error in a certain situation and it's something that they could improve upon and they should improve upon, that the employer could mention something to an employee, you know, next time handle this a little better because of this and this. 100%. An employee needs to learn how to handle that if the employer is respectful, but is pointing out something where they need to correct. The employee needs to have a maturity to understand, hey, you know, I get the message, I understand, and I'll get better. But then if the employer is a mensch, then the employee self-corrects, and the employer goes back to the employee and say, I see you did it very nicely this time, and thank you very much. This is excellent. You did it very, very good, and I appreciate it. The positive feedback afterwards. That's called a mensch. Being firm, but at the same time being a mensch while being firm, or right after being firm. So it's not a matter of letting things slide, like we always say. You know, you're too, I'm just giving the example, because the employer is overly nice to the employees. They'll take advantage and the business will fall apart. The employer is not mechuyev to do that. He has a right to be, you know, firm. This is not a tzedakah organization. You're getting paid to do a service, do that service in a right, normal way. So he does have a right to do that. But again, with a firmness, al pi taira, though. With a yashrus with it. With a yashrus, you know. People understand Avraham Avinu, for example. He had Avodim Kananim, not just Eliezer. Or they had Avodim Kananim. Okay? Look at the Rambam and how you're supposed to treat even an Eved Kanani. Al pi halacha, and then what you're really supposed to do with that Eved Kanani. Avram most certainly was firm with his Avodim Kananim, firm in the sense, I am your Adain, and I'm instructing you to do certain things, and you need to do it. And if they didn't do it right, or they didn't behave properly, I'm sure Avram in his own way, or the Aves, disciplined them in the right way, in a firm way. But not Chas V'Shalom in a way that would violate the Kiddush Shem Shemayim of it. They still treated the Avodim Kananim most certainly with dignity, with respect, with a certain recognizing even, yes, their Tzelem Aleikim as Avodim Kananim. So their firmness, if there was a firmness, did not violate that Einos Dvarim, did not cross that line. And that breeds respect. That balance. So again, don't say I could give someone else pain and distress them and then tell them it's your fault for taking offense. Not so. The person, the recipient, has to learn how to handle things. The one who is receiving insults. How to handle it, that's a separate shir, a separate cheshbon, but that's pertaining to the one who is subjected to it, how to handle it. But the one who is doing it, they're not allowed to do it. You have no right to insult others and claim that they, the ones you're insulting, they have to develop more coping skills. It's not your business about how good or not good their coping skills are. Whether they have good coping skills, whether they don't have good coping skills, it's not your business to insult them. You treat them with derech eretz. There's no lifnei iver. Don't violate the lifnei iver. You over lifnei iver. If you're besides dainos devarim, don't try to fix other people's midas. Don't try to give them Gan Eden by yelling at them. That's not how it works. So it's very, very important to see a side. People rationalize, and they have to be careful. They have to be careful. Treat people, the firmness sometimes is needed. The balance between the firmness, not going overboard on the firmness, being kind and firm at the same time, takes a balance and a shikl. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all to be able to do this in the right balance, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. Bracha v'atzlacha.